This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you've been following the growth in videos posted online that show police brutality and misconduct, it may not surprise you that police departments all over the country are in the midst of a massive investment in their own monitoring technology, body cameras and dashboard cameras. The smaller and cheaper these cameras get, the more they are moving into workplaces that have nothing to do with law enforcement, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The tiny cameras can be mounted on a dashboard or an office door or up in the ceiling of a factory. And demand from employers is expanding, says Cornell Labor Studies professor Kate Bronfenbrenner.
Hospitals, retail, we're seeing them in manufacturing. We see them in every industry.
Bronfenbrenner is not a fan. She says some employers have installed cameras where workers congregate to discourage union organizing, especially in warehousing and fast food.
When they're in the service sector, they're violating not only the privacy of the worker, they're violating the privacy of the customer.
Still, says social psychologist Jack Aiello at Rutgers University, video monitoring can make companies and workers safer, especially where high security is needed, drug manufacturing, power plants, commuter trains. But he also sees a downside. He served as an expert witness in a case where workers at a power company were videotaped in a locker room.
They became paranoid, and some of them were looking behind mirrors, and people start to feel a big brother mentality that somebody is over my shoulder all the time. And that creates stress.
Lou Maltby at the Work Rights Institute says video monitoring may be necessary to protect vulnerable people, the elderly in nursing homes, kids in preschool.
It's kind of creepy to tape the teachers, but there may be a legitimate reason for it. How else are you going to know if the teachers are treating the children the way they should?
And how about using video to see how commercial fishermen are treating the environment?
We're putting cameras on my vessel here, I think, next month.
Brad Pettinger runs a fishing trawler out of Brookings, Oregon. He's now under strict catch quotas to protect fish stocks. Video's going to monitor that.
There will be sensors on the winches, so when you kick in the hydraulics to set the net, the camera comes on until the vessel returns to port.
Pettinger says the cams will sweep the deck and capture high-res images of dying fish, tangled nets, and cursing fishermen. Could be a little embarrassing. Could be a new reality TV show. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.